Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A couple of baseball things for you. Number one, David Wright is now working sort of in the front office,
like
I guess.
Consultant to Van Wagenen and Wilpon?
Yeah, what does it mean? David gives Brody advice on players to go after? I don't know what it is, but
I don't know. They're still paying him, so I guess he's got to have a job.
They got to give him something.
Right.
I don't think they're paying him as much as the insurance
right.
is paying him.
Right, right.
Which, of course, let's ignore that. That counts towards payroll, right? And we have to make believe as if the Mets are paying the full load of David Wright's contract.
Yeah, same thing with Cespedes, too, right?
Yeah, right. Insurance is picking up a portion of it.
Right.
The Mets are very quietly, because I think it has been quiet, as bad as ever when it comes to their finances. They're as bad as ever.
No, you're 100%.
What they've done differently is they've made it shiny and new with Brody Van Wagenen.
Right, right.
It's the same stuff.
Yep.
And what I
mean, what have they really done? They brought in Robbie Cano.
Which was financial neutral, by the way.
Right. They brought in the relief pitcher, Diaz, right? And they brought in Ramos.
Well, J. Rizz Familia. They brought him back.
Familia back.
And they made the trades for Keon Broxton and J.D. Davis.
Right. Nothing that's going to make you delirious.
No, but they haven't spent money.
No, I understand.
That's the problem.
They've gone sideways.
And then you see these tweets from Met reporters. I'm not blaming them. They're reporting the news. And the news is, well, they're pretty much at their budget. Well, what the hell was their budget?
Right.
They're not spending.
Right.
And Brody came in here on his white horse saying, I'm here. We're going after the best. We're the Mets. We're not accepting mediocrity. We're this, we're that.
Right.
And I saw this over the weekend, and I want to share it with everybody because I found it very funny. There's a guy on Twitter. He writes for Amazing Avenue, which is like a Met blog,
okay.
if you will.
Yep.
And he snapshotted. He took a picture of the season ticket holder representative trying to get him to buy season tickets. And you got to hear what this guy wrote. And the season ticket reps for the Mets, they overall do a great job.
Right? Right.
They're good people. They're in a tough spot.
It's not an easy spot.
Not their fault. So they write to this guy, Chris, who was the one who tweeted this image. Met rep writes, Chris, thanks for reaching back. Help me understand why you renewed after the 2017-70 win season where we signed Bruce Gonzalez and Swarzak, and now, after 2018 with 77 wins, we acquired the best second baseman available, Cano, the best closer available, Diaz, one of the top three setup men available, Familia, and now one of the top two catchers available. This is a new era with Brody Van Wagenen in charge. What will it take for you to renew?
This is what this rep is saying?
Yeah. Well, first of all, do you notice that he's almost making Chris feel bad for getting the tickets last year?
Saying, hey,
we brought Bruce Gonzalez and Swarzak and we sucked and you renewed tickets.
Right.
How come you're not doing it now?
Right.
What type of logic is that? Well, what will it take for you to renew? It's simple. It's what I've said on the air.
Did he say Bryce Harper?
I'm sure he did, but I'll say it louder and prouder. I went from 4-2. I am still going from 4-2.
And Brody said it didn't matter.
It didn't matter.
He didn't care.
But it's me. It's Chris. It's many others.
No, of course. Of course.
Bryce Harper.
Of course.
And Joe, it's a disgrace.
Well.
Not just for the Mets, but that in Major League Baseball, where there's record money coming in, record revenue. All I'm reading about is all this record revenue. Everybody's making money. There's only three teams that could use Manny Machado?
Yeah, no.
Really?
Yeah.
Three.
And how many could use Bryce Harper? Because I'm not hearing anybody except the Phillies and maybe going back to the Nationals.
Or the White Sox.
I didn't even know he was in that.
So
Harper's a part of the White
possibility
Sox?
Possibility for the White Sox.
Wow.
So you're talking about the Yankees, the White Sox, the Phillies, and the Nationals.
Wow.
Those are the only teams that could use Bryce Harper and Manny Machado?
That's unbelievable.
That's illogical.
It's ridiculous.
You know what I need right now? Where is this guy? I need the old Brody Van Wagenen, the agent Brody Van Wagenen, who was spewing hate towards owners for not spending money. Remember that guy a year ago?
Now he works for an owner. It's different.
Yeah. Where's that guy, Brody?
Yep.
You got Major League Baseball teams, including yours, sitting on their hands. They don't want to spend money. They're all cheap now, even though they're bringing in record revenue. What a disgrace.
Yeah. Hey, look, bro.
It's a disgrace.
You're not getting an argument out of me.
The other thing is, I got to tell you, there is no story I'm more sick of than teams trying to bring in Manny Machado's friends get him to sign there.
Oh, my. Who did the White Sox?
John Jay.
John Jay, and they brought in his brother-in-law before
Yonder Alonso.
Right.
I mean, what?
Oh, what are you kidding me?
Can I give some advice to the White Sox? Pay him the most money.
Right. that's it.
If you pay him the most money, he'll play there. It doesn't matter who the teammates are.
Oh, my God.
The hell is going on?
Right.
This reminds me, and Ernie made this comparison, and he's right. This reminds me of the NBA. Like,
did you hear the Knicks hired Kevin Durant's cousin sister's brother to be a team doctor?
Right.
And the Nets hired Kawhi Leonard's cousin's uncle's brother's pharmacist's son to work in the PR department? What the? What? Right. Well, you think that's going to make a difference?
Right.
Stop it.
Of course. They're just happy they got a job. They're happy you got a job, but I'm not coming in.
Pay him the most money. That's it. That's it. Just go pay him money and he'll sign there.
So
please end our nightmare.
It's so true, though. The Mets, it's so true.
They're a disgrace.
Yeah, they are.
They are quietly a disgrace. And I am so sick. You know, you're taking shots at Meta. I'm sick of everybody in the media always taking shots at James Dolan and ignoring the Wilpons.
God, right.
Why is that?
No doubt.
Everything James Dolan says, he does this, he's stupid. Look, I'm no Dolan fan, but there's a difference between the two owners
right
now.
I'm going to say this again. If James Dolan owned the Mets, he would buy everybody. We'd have Harper and Machado. I'm telling you.
You're right.
He would have no qualms spending as much money as he could to make that team a championship team. There's no doubt about it.
Yet Dolan is a walking punchline to everybody.
Yep. No doubt
about
it.
Nothing about how cheap the owners of the New York Mets are. What is that?
Right. And remember, Dolan's working with two teams that have salary caps. Let's not forget that.
Right. There's restrictions.
Baseball, forget it. I'm telling you, he would have. There's no question we'd have at least one of those guys.
I would think so.
No doubt in my mind.
And the payroll would be higher than the middle of the pack.
We'd be up there by, like the Dodgers are.
Yeah. There is a salary cap in baseball. It's called the Wilpon cap.
Right.
They've got their little self-imposed cap.
Yep.
But no one says a word about this. It's all about Dolan. Dolan did this. Yep. Dolan did that.
Yep.
You know what? The Knicks and Rangers are doing their thing right now. Now, the Knicks have been awful for a long time, and Dolan deserves plenty of blame, but I think we've all blamed them. We've all said everything we need to say about
it. They're finally going in the right direction. They're finally doing things the right way.
It looks that way.
Yeah.
We'll see, but
we'll see, but they're doing it the way it needs to be done. Whether it pans out or not is something else again. But they're doing it the way it needs to be done.
Right. And then you've got ownership of the Mets that BS us constantly. I feel so BS when I hear Mike Puma, and I'm not blaming him, he's reporting the news, but Mike Puma tweets this weekend, the Mets don't have that much left in their budget. What? What the heck was their budget? They don't have anything left? What the heck happened?
Boy, oh boy.
I mean, what? What's going on here? They're a New York franchise. And you know what's amazing? They get away with it.
Sure they do.
They get away with it.
You know why they get away with it? Because they got the Yankees covering their ass.
Yeah.
That's what it is. They're in it. They're not the only team in town, all right? If they were, it would be a different story. So they got the Yankees, who are the complete opposite of what the Mets are, who basically, have spent as much as they've had to over the years about bringing in the top guy, whoever that guy is. Doesn't matter whether they really need him or not, but they're gonna bring him in, and they have basically covered the Mets' rear ends for all these years.
But shouldn't that be the opposite?
Of course. Well, but I'm not. But am I wrong saying that? I don't know. If we were in Philadelphia, and the only team in town is the Philadelphia Phillies, it's a different story.
Yeah.
I really believe it's a different story.
Maybe. I don't know. It's weird because I'm no fan of James Dolan, but I'm starting to get annoyed every time I see anything written about James Dolan.
Right.
Or I get mad saying, what about Wilpon?
Right.
what about them?
And the cover for Wilpon is, they Madoff.
Right.
That's not cover, though.
That shouldn't be cover.
Well, I'm just saying, of course not. But we got to feel sorry for them because of what happened with Madoff.
Right.
You know?
But you know,
But Dolan's the most evil guy on earth.
Right. He's the worst.
It's ridiculous. No, you're 100% right.
Now,
100% right.
With all of that said, they weren't spending enough in 2015, and I had a great time until game four and five of the World Series.
Until the World Series started.
I had a great time.
Right.
So I'm not sitting here telling you the Mets can't win, the season's lost. I'm going to be excited. I love baseball.
Yeah, no, I'm excited.
And it is similar to the Jets. If they hire, let's say, worst case scenario, they hire Adam Gase.
Oh.
Okay, we're going to be upset. We're going to yell. We're going to scream. Oh, I get that. But, Joe, on September blank.
Oh, I'm there. I'm pumped up.
Right, and you're going to root for
the best. Maybe I'm even wearing like Avery Williamson with the new uniform.
That's right.
Maybe.
That's right. Maybe. Yeah. Depends what that new uniform looks like.
Well, the one I saw, I'm not thrilled. The helmet's not bad. I'll give him that. It's not terrible.
Hey, here's how quickly things can change. You know who's doing a hell of a job? Kenny Atkinson.
He is.
That guy knows how to coach.
Oh, my God. Couldn't wait to get rid of him a month ago.
I know, I never said get rid of him.
I know. But you were killed.
But you know what? Here's the beautiful thing.
What is it, 12 out of 16?
Yeah, here's the beautiful thing, though. What I criticized him for, they fixed. So to feel bad about? He wasn't playing Rhodey enough. Rhodey starts. Rhodey plays big minutes. So that's been fixed.
Right.
And I blamed him, I think rightfully so, for their inability to execute in the final 2 minutes and get the ball inbounds. They've done a great job of that.
Well.
Now, I give him credit. Just like I'm ripping him, I rip them for it. I give him credit for it. So, and I think you'd be the exact same way with Adam Gase.
Of course. I'm going to say this, too, and I think everybody knows me. No, if Mike McCarthy comes here and Mike McCarthy's not getting the job done, I'll be the first guy to be killing him. Right?
Of course.
I mean, you think I won't be? I mean, come on.
That's obvious, though.
But I'm saying.
The opposite, though, is also very true.
Right. That's right.
Cliff Kingsbury.
Right.
Let's just say.
Oh, my God. Bro.
The guy does a good job. You'd be the first to say, you know what? He was wrong. His guy's great.
The only thing I will say, though, is that I would be very cautious the first year. Unless he won me the Super Bowl.
Sure.
I got to be very cautious because I've seen the act before in year one.
Absolutely.
That's one thing to be said.
But when the story is written and it's all said and done.
Right.
If Cliff Kingsbury brings a championship to the Jets, you're building the statue, and you laugh about, I was wrong.
Yeah, and I'll be happy to be wrong.
And I feel the exact same
way. And I'll be happy to be wrong.
About the Met offseason or Kenny Atkinson or this Jet coaching search. I just want the team to win.
That's it.
But as we sit here today, you have views on things like the Mets are cheap.
Right.
And the Jets don't know what they're doing with their coaching search.
That's it. That's exactly right.
And history has proven those two things to be consistent.
Very consistent.
The Mets are cheap.
And that's what I go by. That's why when people say I'm negative, well, why? How can I, as a Jet fan for 54 years, how the hell can I not be negative? I mean, you know, either that or you're just a shill for the team.
Right.
And there's plenty of them out there, believe me.
No, you
know that. But, I mean, that's it. How can you not be negative?
The one last thing about Brody and the Mets is, you know, we both endorsed his hiring. And our reasoning was
we
hoped he would bring out the financial strings.
Right.
That obviously hasn't happened. And he talked a big game. He really did. And he talked a game that you like, that a lot of people like.
Yeah.
As we sit here today on January 8th, I believe he is turning out to be a politician. I have said that. He has said a lot of things, then he's done the
Maybe
complete
he's gonna
opposite.
He's going to be the Democratic candidate in 20.
He could be. I don't know his politics, but he may well be. Do Met fans, are the Met fans still buying the shine? Because I don't know that yet. There's a lot of Met fans that are buying it. I'm seeing through it.
Well, now
it's
we
got to
see what
stuff.
The team is. Now we got to see how the team plays.
Well, sure, as far as changing things around here, that hasn't happened.
No, not really. No. And God forbid Robbie Cano turns out to be Carlos Baerga.
Well.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a scary thought.
Of course.
I think Robbie's going to be fine.
No,
and
I do, too. I do, too. But who knows?
I like some of the moves. It's not a knock on the moves. I've certainly preferred Wilson Ramos over Yasmani Grandal. I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
It's that the spending hasn't changed. And it's deeply frustrating. It's deeply frustrating that has not changed at all. And we were both hoping it would change
with
this new general manager, and it really hasn't. And I don't know if enough people are paying attention to
it. But you make
a
great point about Dolan, man. He gets a lot of criticism, no doubt about it. And, you know, in a lot of cases, rightfully so. But if this guy had the Mets, man, I'm telling you, we'd be doing dances for the guys he'd be bringing in here.
Sure.
He'd be going after the Yankees big time. He'd be going after them.
Look, Dolan's history is really bad around here. And I think we've all addressed it, and we've talked about it many times.
Right.
In this moment, today, 2019, the worst owner in this town are the Wilpons.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. I
think they are.
The Johnsons aren't far away. But you're 100% right. I would still give it to the Wilpons.
Yeah. I think you know why they get the edge, and maybe it's the sport that makes it unfair. It's the lack of spending. It's the budgetary restraints middle of the pack.
Yeah.
I think that's why they're towards the bottom. And, man, I just hope every morning – I hope it changes. I want to be wrong. I want to sit here next week talking about Bryce Harper and apologizing.
Oh, we will be. He signed with the Phillies.
Right. We'll be talking about that way. Yeah, we will be talking about Bryce. Manny's with the Yankees.
Right,
Bryce is with
the
Phillies.
Bryce with the Phillies. Yeah. It's all good.
You're right.
Tulowitzki has an MVP year.
I don't like that one.
Tulowitzki does the, whatever. I don't know. Maybe legal human growth hormones. And he becomes the MVP.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, would that be right? Well, I mean, where do I find
Yankee
him?
Fans would sign for that
I'm signing for it now.
Sure.
I'm going to see my doctor today to get cortisone shots. I can't wait.
Enjoy, my
it's
friend.
It's like the highlight of my day. The highlight of my week. I get cortisone shots, and then I'll get a call from Ira, and they just signed Kingsbury.
That'll ruin everything. They're going to need another cortisone shot.
Oh, my God.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.